RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where I, Stephen Stepslow, try to convince you that the second song on an album is the album's best, or at least most important. And in this week's episode, I hereby give my advance apologies for the fact you'll be singing this one till the cows come home. And if they don't return at curfew, I'm sorry for that too. We are talking about Foreigner's Cold as Ice. Now, I've checked lists, lots of them, and they say mostly the same thing. Jukebox Hero is Foreigner's best song. It too is a song too, but is taken from their fourth album, whereas Cold as Ice is lifted from their eponymous debut, released a full 4 years earlier. Believe it or not, Cold as Ice was initially a B-side for Feels Like the First Time, before someone somewhere heard the potential and recut it as a single proper. This version is 1 second shorter, but adds an orchestra in the back. So less is really more in this instance. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. Said to be inspired by a failed romantic relationship that the band's lead singer Lou Gramm had experienced, Gramm explained that the encounter had left him cold as ice. Seen as a replacement for a song that was intended for Foreigner, but which producer Gary Lyons didn't feel fit the album, according to various sources, Ian McDonald, original King Crimson member, believes the replaced song may have been Take Me to Your Leader. Cold as Ice very nearly didn't see the light of day. According to Mick Jones of The Clash, of course, I went home after Gary said this, sat down at my piano, and out came the riff for Cold as Ice, and the rest of the song flowed from there, forcing Lyons to backtrack somewhat. When I got back, Lyons said, they played me Cold as Ice, and it worked for me then, so we went into Atlantic Studios one night to recut it. Mick Jones has said of the song's much-appreciated lyrical content that the subject was based on the idea of the stereotypical cold-hearted bad girl, the sort of woman Joan Crawford would play in a film, but it wasn't aimed at anyone specific, he said. Well, there was one girl at school that dumped him, so maybe that trauma stayed with me over the years and subconsciously filled it in, he continued. The other main contributing factor was that it was about minus 20 degrees in New York at the time the band were writing it, which may have fed into the atmosphere a tad. McDonald adds a little colour to the story, stating in an interview with AmericanSongwriter.com, Gary and I were in there all night working on the vocals, and when we got out of the studio, we discovered that a blizzard had been raging. Everywhere was covered in snow, and we heard on the radio that it had been the coldest night in New York on record. Somehow, that seemed to be a good omen for the song. Given that Foreigner went on to become one of the world's best-selling bands of all time, with worldwide sales of more than 80 million records, including 37.5 million in the US alone, it would be interesting to see what would have happened without the success of this smash hit. From the start, the lyric pulls no punches. You're as cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice our love. No doubt what the song's about, really, unrequited love. In particular, it's the rejection of genuine love in pursuit of materialism, filled as it is with memorable metaphors, such as, you're digging for gold, yet throwing away a fortune in feelings, but someday you'll pay. Subconsciously, you draw from stuff, things that happened in your past, Jones revealed in an interview with Rolling Stone. Things that came out of relationships, the pain and the heartache of love that is intense and then so deep, and then suddenly you lose it all. The whole gamut of emotional feeling that you go through in a relationship, basically. It's a strange, quirky little song, he said. Basically, a pop song written back to front. And yes, the structure is unusual. It starts with the title, and it's only further down the line that you realise that the pre-chorus is actually the chorus. Jones, speaking with Louder Sound, said, "I knew it was the poppy song we'd done, which I was a little worried about, to be honest, but everybody seemed to dig it. I didn't see it being indicative of the direction of Foreigner, so it was a bit of a surprise addition to the album. But one thing I wanted to do with Foreigner was to show that the band had some versatility, and this was definitely different and a bit more commercial, not just another hard rock song." Cold as Ice was released in 1977 as part of Foreigner's eponymous debut album. It quickly became a hit, reaching the top 10 on the charts in both the US and the UK. Over the years, the song has been featured in numerous movies, TV shows, and commercials, cementing its place in popular culture. I must admit, though, that I was surprised when it went into the top 10 in America. But then we were a new band, and everything was exciting and surprising at the time, Jones said of the success coming quite quickly. Feels like the first time the band's first single had come out a few months earlier in March 1977. So I guess, Jones continued, radio was ready to see what we had up our sleeves. The song's memorable chorus has also made it a favorite of sports teams and fans. It has been played at stadiums and arenas around the world, becoming synonymous with victory and triumph. This is a testament to the power of music, you might say, which can inspire and uplift people in all walks of life. Cold as Ice is more than just another classic rock song, though. It tells a story that is both personal and universal, capturing the pain and frustration of heartbreak. It also showcases the musical talent of Foreigner, who, with a revolving cast list of big hitters, were a roving supergroup of sorts, highlighting their unique style and sound. Fun fact, the piano the track was recorded on, a Melody Grand Mini, was one that label Atlantic had originally bought for Aretha Franklin. Classic rock history critic Brian Kashijian ranked Cold as Ice as Foreigner's fourth greatest song, stating that the piano hook that opens the song will always go down as one of the signature riffs in classic rock history. I don't think we've ever played a Foreigner show without playing Cold as Ice, Jones has said of touring. It's a big one for the fans, sure, probably in one of our top three songs in terms of recognition. It's a proper sing-along at gigs, everyone likes to belt it out. It's a bit of an oddity, but it's done very well for us. I guess it's part of our identity now. Despite being over four decades old, older than myself even, Cold as Ice still resonates with audiences today. The song's themes of heartbreak and emotional distance are, as we've said, universal, and its sound is timeless, and therefore serves the purpose of this pod quite nicely, sitting somewhere near the peak of our song to Pudding Provers. In putting this week's episode together, we leafed through oldtimemusic.com, wow-vinyl.com, rhino.com, yes, really, songfacts.com, songmeanings.com, loudersound.com, and the inevitable scroll through wiki. Song 2 is released every Wednesday and Friday with insights into track listing from international acts and artists. Do us a favour and hit subscribe, would you? Drop us a star rating and or a review. And above all, keep checking back and see if we can't convince you that this Song 2 theory is a real thing. Song 2 is researched, written, recorded and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Cheers.